We're talking Grinnell College softball here on 1410 KGRN. The Pioneers are down south in sunny Florida. Joining us from Florida near the Orlando area is the head coach for Grinnell College softball, Len Anderson. And coach, wins have been kind of hard to come by, but you've been playing some really tough competition. How do you feel overall about your trip down south?
Yeah, I know on paper right now it doesn't seem like we're that successful with record and stats-wise, but more context to it. We have, like you said, a tough schedule that we faced thus far. We have currently the fifth toughest schedule in the nation in D3 right now. We've faced some teams receiving votes, Cuffs and Stout, and St. Thomas in Minnesota was ranked. Calvin was ranked number 18 in the country. So we're facing some pretty good competition, which is going to, people believe it or not, make us better and get us rolling into conference season. But these games are just as important to learn from and grow from. And so while it may not look that good on paper, like we're working through things, and it's just a matter of putting it all together at once, and it's going to be really good when we can do that.
Yeah, 0-10 so far on the season, 0-8 on this trip down south in Florida. On Thursday earlier in the day, you lost to Concordia University of Wisconsin in a tight one, 4-3. It had fell to Marion University, 10-1. Take us through that Concordia game, a 4-3 ball game, pretty close game. Give us kind of a recap on what stood out in that ball game.
Yeah, our starting pitcher did a great job. She threw a heck of a game, and we just couldn't pull any offense together for her. And have enough offense to propel us to a win there. And then the Marion game, we didn't have the offense either that game. So we've just been kind of struggling a little bit with that. But like I said, if we can get that going and we clean things up on defense and keep our pitchers where they're at, we're going to look pretty good.
Well, one of the things we talked about a couple of weeks ago was your pitching this year, and you got two first-year pitchers that you're trying to work in so far this year, Ellie Adams and Maddie Draper. What have you seen from each one of these two pitchers so far?
Yep. So Elle was a starter in the first game against Concordia, and she pitched a heck of a game. I know she gave up a couple home runs, but she hit her spot still on those pitches, and those hitters just put a good swing on a good pitch and went over the fence. But no, she's been doing well, number one pitcher for us right now, with hitting her spots. And Draper's come along as well, and you know, she's starting to get that game face on her and get in her groove, which is nice to see from those first years contributing to the team. So I continue to see them doing well for us throughout the season here.
Is it a case where they're going up against some really tough competition right now, and that maybe when they get into conference play, you hope that they benefit from that when they see conference opponents, you think?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. I mean, conference is great. We want to win our conference tournament, but these non-conference games are just as important, because if we don't win our conference, we can be up for an at-large bid. And so it's really important, yeah, to face those good teams at the beginning. And it's probably the toughest opponents that Grinnell has faced that I know of on their schedule. But that's good. We need that, because when you make it to the postseason, you're going to be facing good competition anyway. So it's good to be facing that and work through that adversity early on.
Your star hitter and one of your really kind of your star pitchers too, Dorice Wheeler, missed a couple of days, did not play in four games on the trip, and certainly you lost all four of those ball games. So give me kind of, she did play on Thursday. So give me her overall status right now.
Yeah, she's been dealing with a back injury for a while. So we've been working really well with our athletic trainer and trying to get her back on track with her back and making sure that she can hit and pitch. And so that's was kind of the hiatus, and making sure that, you know, she's only one of three pitchers And we have a whole team of hitters, so we want to make sure that we can use her as a pitcher on the mound for us instead of potentially her hurting herself at the plate, whether it's swinging or base running or sliding. You know, we want to kind of preserve that a little bit as much as we can, because if we lose her as a pitcher, then we're only down to two pitchers, and that's really hard to get through a full season with only two pitchers, and we got about like 28 more games left. So it really is a matter of, you know, for her health and safety, but also for the betterment of the team, is making sure that, you know, we use her when the right time is, and making sure that we don't overuse her with her back injury, and that we can get through the season with three pitchers instead of just two pitchers.
And then when she came back in her first at-bat as a designated hitter, she hit a three-run home run. And then the next game, she hit another home run. I mean,
yeah. That's how it works, right? We'll just do that with everybody.
Everybody's going to sit out a couple of days, and then they're going to come back. I mean, but
yep, that's the trick. I don't know if people ever figure that out, but that's how it works. Yep.
But, I mean, that just goes to show you what a talent this young lady is. I mean, she misses a couple of days and then comes back at the plate and just mashes a couple of balls. I mean, she never just ceases to amaze, Coach.
Yep, she can definitely hit it over the fence, that's for sure. So, no, it was good to see that today.
What else has stood out for you from a hitting standpoint? Who else has kind of had the hot bats down south?
Like I said before, we've kind of struggled offensively, and we haven't really clicked on all cylinders in terms of putting hits together right now. But that's the collectively all together as a team. Like, that's something that we're gonna fix and figure out, and it's all that kind of approach at the plate, and having a good aggressive approach at the plate, a good mentality at the plate. And having that confidence of, yeah, we're going to go hit the ball, we're going to hit it hard and far, and we're going to run the bases hard. We're struggling a little bit overall collectively as a team, but we've also had those moments too, this year, where we have put it together too, and we've put up 6-7 runs in a game. So it's there, we just got to get it back. So maybe it's too sunny out here or something. It needs to be in 40 degree weather, maybe, and maybe the hits will come in Iowa weather.
When it gets nice and cold, then the hits will come. One player that seems to be hitting the ball well for you is Manny Matsubara, a freshman for you. It seems like that she's a middle infielder. It seems like, I think she's batting like .387. What have you seen from her this spring trip, because it seems like she's kind of just putting the ball in play, and it's working for her.
Yep. Maddie's a baller. She's out there and she wants to win, and she has that competitive mindset and has that good approach at the plate that we were just talking about. When you have that, success is going to come. And if you don't get on base, then, you know, one of those things where you just forget about it and you move on to your next at bat. It's been great to see her being successful at the plate for us, and hope to see her continue that trend for us in the lineup.
So besides softball and the trip down south, what else do you try to do with the team on this trip to Florida?
We actually try and spend some time with the families, because we have parents and relatives down here. So, like, this evening we're actually doing a school family barbecue. So all of the players, coaches, and parents, family members, we're getting together at a condo, and the parents are basically cooking us food and making us food, and it's going to be great just to get everybody together. They also had an off day where they were able to spend time with their families as well. We do some team bonding stuff together. We play a couple of games together. Just little stuff like that, just to kind of keep them together and keep them clicking, but also that opportunity where it's like, you know, your parents are here too. So when we can give you the opportunity to go hang out with them, I think that's a nice gesture as well. So it will be nice to spend some time with everybody this evening at the barbecue.
Does does a trip like this, getting just away together, you're doing everything together, you got to get on a bus to go to the park, you got to do everything together, does this really help in bringing a team closer together, as opposed to maybe, you know, everybody at to start the season would be at school and they go their separate ways and then they just come together, play the game, and then they're off on their separate ways to a certain extent? I mean, you know what I'm getting at there? Does that help a little bit, being
yep.
away from things?
Oh, definitely. Yep, and they've mentioned it too, where that goes for pretty much any team, where when you're together for a whole week, you're going to be able to bond more together, and it's a trip like this that helps versus, like you were saying, right, if you only see each other every now and then and you go back and whatnot, like, you don't click as well. So, yeah, to be around each other for a whole week here, and where it's nice and sunny and warm out, and they get to be outside, and outfielders are excited because they get actual real fly balls versus in the field house. They like being out in the grass, in the dirt, and actually on a real field. So, they definitely, I think, like this trip because it does help them come together better, which is what we want. We want to build a team that works together as a team, that works as one. And to me, that's what the best teams are about, is a team of individuals that can come together and play as one.
Right. Tomorrow you got two more games, Rowan University and Rutgers of Newark, and then you come home after that. What are you expecting in your competition tomorrow?
I always have the mindset that we're going to win, 1-0 the first game and then 2-0 with the second game. Rowan is another team who was previously ranked, I think, number 5 in the nation earlier in the year, and now they've dropped out of the rankings, but they're still a good team. So that'll be a good one off the bat right in the morning, and then we get a little break and come back and play Rutgers. I don't know a ton about them, but sometimes that's okay too, that we can kind of go out with kind of a clean slate, fresh mind, and just kind of attack it as it is and as it comes. And I think it'll be good, and we're hoping to get out of here with two wins tomorrow and fly back to Iowa after that.
Coach, really appreciate your time down in sunny Florida. Don't work on that tan too much, and take care of our guide, Ted Schultz, down there. I know he's the SID for Grinnell College down there with you, keeping you all company. Take care of him, and we'll see you when you get back to sunny Iowa. Thanks so much.
Will do. Thanks, Chris.
Lynn Anderson, head coach for Grinnell College softball, joining us from Orlando, Florida, with us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.